happen to have our very own Jonathan Brook right here in the studio. And so good to see you. Well, welcome back to WUK.
I can't believe we made it.
You don't even remember being here, do you?
You know, sometimes I can't remember certain things.
You've been so many places. You've blown up, and you know, here you are. Just got back from France, I understand.
I did. I was in France. I did two shows there with a French pop star named Nolwenn Leroy.
Wow, I can't even say that.
I know. It's just if it was just normal, it would be Nolwenn Leroy.
Uh huh.
But she won their version of American Idol, which is kind of a big deal. She's a household name over there, and she happens to be a fan of mine. So she asked me to write some songs for her new record. So I was over there actually opening for her and then performing with her the songs that I'd written for her record. So it was kind of cool.
How much fun is it to be touring in France? I mean, it seems like that's got to be a lot of fun.
It's pretty much really great because the food is awesome. The wine is awesome. The audience was so lovely. I mean, every time that I wasn't singing, they were clapping along.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't beat that.
Now, you were in Paris, but did you get out to the countryside as well?
We only had one other gig outside of Paris in Lille, which is about 2 hours north. And oftentimes that's where bands will sort of do their first sort of startup warm-up gig just to see how it's gelling. Because the audience there is just ridiculously warm. So, you know, they're a good test audience.
You were doing songs in English and French, I understand.
I was.
Well, wow, that's got to be fun.
It's wicked fun.
Different, use a different part of your brain for that?
You do, and it's really different singing in French. You know, all the syllables are different, and they sort of resonate differently in your head, and so you have to kind of relearn how to sing.
Were you singing your own music, or were you singing, like, translated into French?
I do have one song, Linger, actually, the song which was actually a big song for me on AAA Radio. There is a French version. It's called Je t'ai dans la peau. It means you're under my skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a hit in France as well?
Not that I know of, but the audiences, when I do sing it in French, they seem to love it. So I guess the translation's pretty good.
So you were touring, I assume, still on the Works album, I suppose. Now, this came out a couple years ago, and it's called The Works, but this is not, for people out there who aren't familiar with it, this is not a greatest hits album.
No, this is a really cool project where I was able to, I was actually invited into the Woody Guthrie Archives, which is in New York City, by Woody's daughter, Nora. She controls the place. And originally it was just to write a couple songs for a benefit concert. And I was, you know, my curiosity was piqued. So I thought, well, why not? What the hell? He's an icon.
Sure.
But when I got in there, I saw how much amazing stuff there was and stuff I didn't expect, like romantic poetry and beautiful spiritual songs and writings and jottings and crazy stuff.
So you had basically run of the place, you know, to just sort of pick and choose what you wanted to use?
I did.
Songs that Woody never recorded himself, but
stuff that had never, no one's ever heard sung.
Wow. And you said poetry, so some of the stuff maybe just was stuff that you wrote your own music to.
I wrote all the music.
Yeah.
So I ended up making a full record of his words and my music. And the nicest part was that Nora kind of fell in love with me, too, and gave me her blessing to kind of cut and paste. So I was able to take, you know, a gorgeous couplet from one journal in 1946 and pair it up with something from 1952 or... You know, and really meld the songs into something that satisfied me, you know, a contemporary ear.
In taking his words, do you feel like you have a good understanding of the man? I mean...
I think I do now.
Yeah?
Or at least the side that I fell in love with was this romantic, poetic lover.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't drawn to the more political songs, and that's just because, you know, I live in the romantic songs, so...
Sure.
I tried to bring out that side of him that I thought... people might want to know about.
Well, you've got your guitar strapped on. I don't suppose you can treat us with a song, something from that. Do we have this? Does this sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm asking John Lee back here.
This will sound good. Oh, yes.
He's behind me.
This is one of the first songs that I found there, and that surprised me. It's called All You Gotta Do Is Touch Me. And I just thought, well, what did Guthrie wrote that? Well, that's good. Let's bring that on. And this is from 1952.
All you gotta do is touch me, touch me. All you gotta do is touch me good. All you gotta do touch me. All you gotta do is touch me good. And all you gotta do is touch me easy. All you gotta do is touch me slow. All you gotta do is hug me, squeeze me. All you gotta do is let me know, 'cause I fully aim to get my soul known again as the maniac, the saint, the sinner, the drinker, the thinker, the queer. I am the works, the whole works. It's not till you have called me all of these things that I'll be satisfied. I will be satisfied, satisfied. Cause all you gotta do is touch me, you touch me. All you gotta do is touch me nice. All you gotta do is kiss me all day. All you gotta do is hold me all night long. When you are ready, ready for me. But I know when you feel ready for me. You know when I feel ready for you. The others will never know. They will never know in all of their words. Cause all you gotta do is touch me, touch me. All you gotta do is touch me good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All you gotta do is touch me, touch me. All you gotta do is touch me good. Let me see the way you move. You got the warm skin soft and a cat step groove. Let me see the way you move. Oh. Let me do what you hope I'll do. And let me say what you want me to. Let me see the way that you move. The way that you move. The way that you move. Ooh, ooh, oh, oh, you wanna do that. And a little bit of that. And a whole lot of that. And a hell of a lot more of that too, yeah, yeah. Cause all you gotta do is touch, touch me, touch me. Cause all you gotta do is touch me good.
The words of Woody Guthrie with the music of Jonathan Brooke, and it's hard to believe that the man that wrote This Land Is Your Land and
was getting jiggy with it.
And all this, yeah, it's getting jiggy with it. I mean, you know, it's a really, really nice song.
Thank you.
Very neat that you were able to sort of take pieces and parts and make something like that out of it, which is just so original.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I have to give Nora, his daughter, credit for really trusting me to, you know, to really maybe make something better that wasn't finished. You know, that song really wasn't finished. In fact, at the bottom of the page, he had written finish later.
Yeah.
So I took
later.
That as an invitation. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe Woody wanted me to find this and he'll figure out, you know, he'll send me something else that will fit with it. And so, again, I took something from a journal from 1946 and that became the B section of that song.
Wow.
So there's like two totally different pieces that I put together for that.
Now, did you find it easier having these sort of pieces, or was it more of a challenge to make those fit within your music, or say writing an original song?
You know, it was a lot. It was very similar, in fact, because I'm the same. I have notebooks and journals, and I've scribbled on napkins in airports or, you know, hotel stationery, and I'm always piecing things together. It's like excavating or, you know, digging through a jigsaw puzzle. And so I found it was kind of funny because I was doing the same thing with his words that I do with my own until I get them right.
as far as the creative process goes, do you have a special place that you like to go and create? Like,
well, first I go to hell and back. Because often, if it's my own work, I'm just a tortured soul when I'm writing. It's sometimes I have to go into the depths of despair and then climb back out again to really get something done.
So it doesn't really matter the physical space that you're in, wherever you're in, you have to go to an internal place.
Well, yeah, and preferably I'm all alone because I'm incredibly paranoid and self-conscious about singing new things or working on stuff if anyone can hear. So I get really psycho about like locking myself into a padded room so that no one can hear what I'm working on. And of course, one time I went on this retreat, I went to Martha's Vineyard thinking, okay, it's October, no one's going to be here. I locked myself in this hotel room. And sure enough, there's this couple next door who I didn't know were there. And I came out after a day of working on, I don't know, a really loud song like Charming. And they came out of their rooms right after I did. And they're like, sounds great. And I was like, oh, no, you've been listening to me trying this stuff out. And I suck. Oh, no. But I survived.
Well, you know, sometimes feedback is really good. And I know different people have different ways of creating. Some people like the idea of having people around them to kind of bounce off of. But like, it sounds like you like a more insular.
I don't want to bounce anything,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I first play a song for anybody, I'm usually in tears. I'm usually quaking in my boots, and I am in tears because I'm so nervous about it.
Oh, my God.
And then if I can get through it and my stomach still feels okay, then I know it's a keeper.
Well, that's a good thing. You know it's a keeper. So where do you go to get renewed or revived?
I go to France.
Yes?
Absolutely. I go to the south of France. It's actually where I was married. And for me, it's, you know, well, obviously it's a romantic place for me, but I find there's something about they know how to live well, mm-hmm. you know.
And they eat and well. They love music there.
The pace is normal. They take Sundays off. Work is over at 5. You know, it's over. Like, you're not going to work all night long. And you take 6 weeks, 8 weeks of vacation every year. And you sit at meals and you enjoy them. And you eat slowly. And you have conversation. And it's all about family and company and friends. And that is life.
So you try to get over there as much as you can.
I do. And I'm lucky to get there maybe once a year, twice a year.
So do you see yourself maybe getting a little place somewhere in the south of France, like Johnny Depp? And
yeah, when I win the lottery, yeah. I'm going to buy myself a little villa.
Well, you were on the pop trajectory. I mean, you know, I could see you at some point having the ways and the means to do that.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of critical mass at some point, you know, because I do a lot of very interesting different kinds of projects. I've written 3 songs for Disney now.
I saw that.
The theme song for this TV show for Joss Whedon, The Dollhouse.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a matter of time until, you know, things kind of escalate and maybe the check's in the mail.
I wanted to ask you about that Dollhouse thing because obviously, unfortunately, the series is not around. But I wondered if you had any special privileges, like if they, you know, invited you to the set or... You know, or did they just send you a box set and said, here, thanks for
it? No, they did invite me to the set, and I never had a chance to go, so I'm so bummed about that. But I did actually get to talk to Joss himself, because it turns out he's a fan of mine. And that's kind of how I got the gig, because when they were working on the music for the show, they asked him what he was thinking. He said, well, my absolute fantasy would be Jonathan Brooks singing Careful What You Wish For meets Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies from the Nutcracker. So, you know, they told me this and I cracked up. And so I called him. I said, I'm your girl. I can absolutely deliver that. And so I wrote this song and he loved it.
That's great.
It was really, really cool. He's basically like, you made my show. You know, he actually told me on the phone, like, yep, now I'm ready to put this show out because that's exactly what I wanted. So,
and I guess, you know, payment for working on a TV show is not a bad check to get too.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been. I mean, it's weird because I wrote this whole song,
yeah.
And they didn't end up using a lot of the song. They used the last 30 seconds, but they only played it like once every show. So,
mm-hmm.
I kept thinking, yeah, you could really make more of this. You guys, come on, man,
yeah.
Pound this thing so I can make some royalties. But you know, it'll come.
Yeah. Well, you've got your guitar. Jonathan Brooks is with us here at WUKY on Rocket Roots. I hope you'll grace us with another tune on the guitar.
I'm going to try.
Okay. She's getting tuned up there. All right.
This is called Sweetest Angel, and this, again, is a sort of cut-and-paste job from 3 different sources that I found, and I just was so enamored with these three pieces that I put them together, and they became this song. And it's kind of a neat story. Woody's daughter, Nora, has a daughter named Anna, who has a daughter named Kaylee, who's about a year and a half old. And when Kaylee first heard this song, she just perked right up. And her mom, Anna, is convinced that Woody sent this through me for his great-granddaughter. Yeah, so it's called Sweetest Angel.
Every night around 8 o'clock, I wind the hands of my little clock. And when I look in the crystal glass, I see that faces pass. Those are new and those I know. You now come here, you to go. Here's a word I'd like to whisper, like to have you listen. 'Cause all this world is made of love, and you are fresh from heaven above. You're the sweetest angel in this world. You're the sweetest angel in this world. You're the sweetest angel in this world. You're the sweetest angel. When I hold you by your hand, I'm in my happy promised land. And when I whisper in the dark, I'm just as happy as a lark. So let me come as close as I can, lay me down beside you. Here's a word I'd like to whisper, like to have you listen. 'Cause all this world is made of love, and you are fresh from heaven above. You're the sweetest angel in this world. You're the sweetest angel in this world. You're the sweetest angel. Let me come as close as I can. Let me bring my scattered pages. Let me lay down here beside you tonight. And I will whisper, all this world is made of love, and you are fresh from heaven above. Yeah, you're the sweetest angel in this world. You're the sweetest. Sweetest angel, you're the sweetest angel.
The music of Jonathan Brook, words and inspiration from Woody Guthrie.